I heard that song before by Mary Higgins Clark, read by Kate Harper. Prologue. My father was the landscaper for the Carrington estate. With 50 acres, it was one of the last remaining private properties of that size in Englewood, New Jersey, an upscale town 3 miles west of Manhattan via the George Washington Bridge. One Saturday afternoon in August, 22 years ago, when I was 6 years old, my father decided, even though it was his day off, that he had to go there to check on the newly installed outside lighting. The Carringtons were having a formal dinner party that evening for 200 people. Already in trouble with his employers because of his drinking problem, Daddy knew that if the lights placed throughout the formal gardens did not function properly, it might mean the end of his job. Because we lived alone, he had no choice except to take me with him. He settled me on a bench in the garden nearest the terrace with strict instructions to stay right there until he came back. Then he added, "I may be a little while, so if you have to use the bathroom, go through the screen door around the corner. You'll see the staff powder room just inside it." That sort of permission was exactly what I needed. I had heard my father describe the inside of the great stone mansion to my grandmother, and my imagination had gone wild visualizing it. It had been built in Wales in the 17th century, and even had a hidden chapel where a priest could both live and celebrate Mass in secrecy during the era of Oliver Cromwell's bloody attempt to erase all traces of Catholicism from England. In 1848, the first Peter Carrington had the mansion taken down and reassigned.